Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this very special Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show. There have been some massive developments that have taken place since the Davos Group began its meeting in the last week. Again, this is the public arm of the Bilderberg Group. This is the top of the corporate world government that is establishing this entire eugenics biomedical state. They have now signaled that they're shifting away from the forced inoculations and the lockdowns for now into carbon taxes and carbon lockdowns. Now, Schwab and others said 5 years ago that this would be their plan. Once they'd done the biomedical scare, they would then move directly to the carbon tax climate crisis. We're all dead by the year 2030. And then as they orchestrate the cutting off of food and resources in the years leading up to 2030, they then blame the collapse again on us and climate. And, of course, it's nonsensical. None of it's meant to make sense. They tell you you deserve to die. They create a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then they launch the controls they have through the bureaucracy and through the infrastructure to accelerate the collapse. And if the general public can simply realize this and understand this, it's game over for the new world order. Now, I'm taking care of some very important family business, but I'll be there within an hour. I shot a very important special report last night dealing with 5G and how it's causing major airlines to stop their flights into the United States. It's a very, very revealing. U.S. 5G is twice as strong as European 5G, extremely toxic, but also completely destroys these signals that aircraft get. That very important report is coming up next segment and so much more today. But this is a big victory that they're having to, on the surface, say that they're stopping the lockdowns and the vax passes for now in areas like the UK, because they know that it's built a crescendo, a political resistance and awakening that if they keep pushing would cause a catalyst and a major political realignment that would defeat them. They had the Liberals and the Conservatives ready with a supermajority in Parliament in the UK to override the Prime Minister and stop the lockdowns. Now, he'll come back with lockdowns later, but the point is people are now on to them. Finally, I want to play a clip of Joe Biden in his disastrous press conference yesterday saying that, oh, he thinks that the upcoming election in 290 days is going to be disputed, it's going to have problems, it's going to be illegitimate. Remember, no conservative is allowed to say that. Only Democrats can warn of election theft. Only Democrats can control the counting of the vote. And just as Stalin said, he doesn't care who casts the vote, but he cares who counts them. Harrison Smith will also be taking over with a lot of breaking news in the interim today. But here is the clip of Joe Biden, and we'll be back on the other side with this very important 5G report. And remember, the only way this broadcast gets out, the only way people hear the truth, the only way we bypass big tech and the new world order, is when you share the live links from freeworldnews.tv and infowars.com/show and futurenews.news. Here is Joe Biden, the puppet, collapsing.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to clarify, a moment ago you were asked whether or not you believed that we would have free and fair elections in 2022 if some of these state legislatures reformed their voting protocols. You said that it depends. Do you think that they would in any way be illegitimate?
Oh, yeah, I think it easily could be illegitimate. Imagine if, in fact, Trump has succeeded in convincing Pence to not count the votes. Imagine if...
In regards to 2022, sir, the midterm.
Oh, 2022. I mean, imagine if those attempts to say that the count was not legit. You have to recount it, and we're not going to count. We're going to discard the following votes. I mean, sure, I'm not saying it's going to be legit. It's the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these these reforms passed. But I don't think you're going to see, you're not going to see me, and I don't think you're going to see the Democratic Party give up on coming back at assuming that the attempt fails today.
And then one more, sir. You campaigned and you ran.
A riotous mob,
whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Dozens of major world airline carriers have stopped flights to the United States over one big thing, 5G, and the fact that it totally jams all their communications.
Lufthansa became one of at least nine airlines canceling flights or changing jets over fears the 5G network could interfere with the plane's technology.
They're warning that sensitive flight instruments like autopilot and terrain warning may be compromised in low visibility conditions, which we've seen in the Northeast this week,
including the possibility of catastrophic failures, leading to multiple fatalities in the absence of appropriate mitigations.
When you hear the term 5G, that's simply a name for the latest generation mass rollout of wireless communication. But 5G is extremely powerful, way more powerful than previous generations. It doesn't go as far, but in the proximity where it works, it is incredibly powerful and penetrates everything. Now, we can't see it because our eyes only pick up a very small part of the energy spectrum. But if you could see it, it is like a giant blasting sun of microwave radiation. Your cell phones, of course, interface with it using their own microwave system. They are transceivers. They receive and transmit. So everybody is freaking out now. Not about the Wired magazine articles many years ago confirming 5G causes cancer and linking to the actual studies. Not all the real research. Oh, no, that's just research papers. But when the public hears, wait a minute, foreign airlines are grounding traffic to major U.S. cities where 5G was about to be turned on, what the hell's going on? Well, it's because they already know in other parts of the world where 5G has gone in, it wreaks total havoc on the instrumentation of the aircraft, again, because it's so incredibly powerful. It blocks and jams many of their systems like altimeters. Now, think about that. Whether you think cancer is a good thing, whether you think the world's overpopulated and you believe it's a good thing, it's going to kill everybody, or maybe you think it's good for you and it's wonderful and has no health effects despite all the facts, why would the establishment worldwide roll this out and not go out and research and check that it jams all sorts of other communications? Blinds the different instruments in the cockpit of aircraft. Why wouldn't the corporate system go out and do studies or look at what the effects of this would be once they turned it on? Well, the answer is they just don't care because they want autonomous cars and autonomous robots on the streets, and that's what 5G is for overall. Because you can't have latent systems that have a big space of time or have to buffer when it's a robot car or a robot truck or a robot drone or robot aircraft. You've got to have continual connection to that. And that's why they want 5G in place. And the political system doesn't care about the health risks. They don't care about the facts that this stuff is worse statistically than smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for 40 years. They care about having this control system in so they can roll out the new robot economy that Klaus Schwab talks about so much. But there is a major historical parallel to what we've seen with 5G rollout and all the evidence and all the facts and all the dangers being ignored by the establishment. And that's the deep water horizon oil rig explosion that happened more than a decade ago on April 20th, 2010. And what happened then? It's on record. In fact, if you've seen the movie with Kurt Russell and with others, it's extremely accurate because they used the lawsuit court proceedings and witness files to basically write the script. And I've gone and read much of the file and much of the testimony from Deepwater Horizon, and there were bankers back in London who ordered the bankers in Houston to order the engineers on, at that time, the deepest well ever drilled in world history, to not dump what they call mud in on top of the drill as it went deeper. Now, mud is really just concrete. That's why on a big rig like that, while it's drilling, you'll see ships just lined up for miles and miles, big tankers, and they've got concrete being mixed inside of them that is then pumped into the well and pumped down the hole, and it was costing them more than $25 million a day in mud. And so the executives looked at that. This is all on record. They have the emails, they have the text messages, they have the testimony. And off in London, they ordered Houston to order the rig to not dump mud. They said, you know, dump seawater into the hole. And then and the engineers went, whoa, that'll cause it to mix with the gas and oil and cause a blowout, guaranteed. And because there's not enough pressure in it, at first the water pressure will keep it down, but it'll only build. And once it explodes, it'll probably kill everybody on the rig and cause the biggest oil spill in history. And on record, the execs ordered them to do it. And so the engineers didn't want to lose their jobs. They should have just said, I'm not doing it. And they said, okay, we want the head executive in the U.S. here on the ship. So he got on a jet and they got on a helicopter and flew out there and they did the test. And they stopped dumping the concrete in. And at first it didn't blow up. And he said, see, told you, bye. Flew off. And a few hours later, in the middle of the night, it blew sky high. And the rest is history. And that's a perfect example of 5G, or these mRNA vaccines, or all of these corporate revolutions, where these corporate heads don't feel like they're ever going to be held accountable. Okay, they caused $100 billion in damages, they pay a $2 billion fine. Or they put out a deadly vaccine that causes a bunch of death, they'll just have the regulators they own cover it up. And that's what we've seen with the vaccine rollout. That's what we've seen with the Deepwater Horizon. And that's what we've seen with 5G. And it's just crazy. Plato, more than 2,300 years ago, wrote about a lot of things that archaeologists have since found to be true. In fact, everything they've discovered is just proven what he said. But there's large parts of what he said that we can't prove. He claimed that out in the Atlantic Ocean, there was this big island that had ships that flew in the air, had a big energy source that fired a light into the air, and that out of that energy source, all the machines, including what he described as basically big, tall Autobot, you know, type transformers walking around that humans control. And he said 2,000 plus years ago this was happening, and that the energy source got unstable because they wanted too much power from it, and it blew up. Now, I don't know if Atlantis really existed, but we've built Atlantis-type technology now. And we've got a bunch of corporate chiefs and people that feel totally disconnected from reality. They're creating animal-human clones. They are releasing GMO all over the planet. They're releasing smart dust. They created COVID-19 in Wuhan. That's in all the documents. And the public is living here in this super scientific, advanced civilization, but we're losing our ability to read and write. We're losing our ability to even understand history or even care or even worry about ourselves. We are like the Atlanteans. We are the Atlanteans here today. Whether they exist or not, we are Atlantis. Come true today, and we're reaching that Atlantean moment when we destroy ourselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists know 5G gives you cancer. The globalists absolutely know these vaccines don't protect you and cause cancer and heart attacks and blood clots. And they're just going ahead with it because they want to have the organized, controlled collapse of society. They want to get rid of the general public, and that's why they're so reckless and so crazy. But it's clear from their activities that wanting depopulation, wanting to build a dystopia, is really because they don't have the mind or the skills to hold humanity up and actually build a future we don't destroy ourselves. So they've just rationalized that they're having a controlled demolition of the economy through globalism because that's a better plan. And the truth is they're scared and don't know what to do. There's also a healthy mix of powerful corporate executives who, again, think they know better than engineers about simple mathematics of the fact that a deep water well is going to blow up when it hits major gas and oil reserves. So this is a cautionary parable that's real life for everybody to wake up and look around us and realize that everything these big corporations throw out is not always a good idea, and generally it's a very bad idea. And they're like mad scientists that actually don't know what they're doing, but are just playing around with the very laws of nature and physics. All right, thank you for joining us here today. We'll continue. We'll come back after the break. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Evil organizations and powerful empires and believe that somehow they must have a plan. They must be invincible. Why would they be persecuting and enslaving and murdering giant swaths of humanity? And it's because they are psychotics. They are evil. It is a desire they have. Why did Jeffrey Dahmer kidnap people off the street and inject acid into their brain to turn them into sex slaves that sometimes will live up to a week? Lobotomized. Because he was evil. Why did he torture to death neighborhood dogs and cats? Because he liked it. Why does Bill Gates and Fauci do what they do? Because they like it. Thousands of studies Fauci directly funded torturing dogs and cats to death. And I've raised the dog and cat reports that are public because no one cares about the 10,000 plus black children, that's the main group, almost all black. Mainstream news in the 90s on the East Coast in New Jersey and in New York and in Maryland and in D.C. taking children as young as two from their mothers that were healthy and killing them. 7 and 8 year olds would escape facilities and be chained down and murdered. Murdered! 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 These are mad scientists that have set the precedent to do this on the small scale, and now they're doing it on the mass scale. So there are some gigantic seismic developments that have taken place. The globalists have all their actuaries, all their psychological warfare operatives, all their behavioral psychologists, and they push and push and push and push in Europe, and push and push and push in the UK, and push and push and push in the United States and other areas, until massive resistance formed and massive resistance kept intensifying, and most importantly, their own families and their own relations that were compartmentalized and not part of the plan began to leave them and began to leak information on them. And I'm not calling for this, but some people's family members have been quietly killing them. It's a very personal family thing, isn't it? So they're under major pressure, the minion class. And when the Labor Party joined with the Conservative Party, bucking their leadership in both of the main parties in the UK, and had a supermajority to end all the lockdowns, all the face masks, all the crap, and remove Boris Johnson. Remember, he's a prime minister. It's when his party's dominant, they elect who the prime minister is. You're elected generally to the parliament, but then it's parliamentary, then the parliament decides who the leader is. And so faced with that, they were meeting at Davos this week, and last week they came out, and the NIH here in the U.S. announced face masks don't work, natural immunity is better than the shot, we shouldn't give it to children. But they put it out as a very quiet press release, just kind of buried to cover their ass. Then they have their surrogates keep saying, it's the law, you got to do it. It totally works. You're a terrorist if you don't take it. You should die. You should have health care taken away. You should be killed, like Howard Stern has now said, of the unvaccinated. But the fact that here in the U.S. and in the U.K., they came out, when did they come out? Yesterday, coordinated. and said they're backing down. Now, where the public they think can't escape, and they're doing a beta test with Australia and Canada, that are two smaller populations, they are going to keep squeezing as a laboratory test. But everywhere else, they're going to back off for a few months. And then they're going to use cyber attacks, false flag, and most importantly, they're already pre-programming, as I said they would do, that as soon as they backed off in phase one, they're going to apply the pressure back even more intense soon. They would then announce we need climate lockdowns, we need energy rationing, and they would start imposing rolling blackouts, now starting in the U.S., now starting in Europe last week. And Bill Gates came out and said, we're not focused now mainly on the, quote, pandemic. We're now shifting to climate change and the global carbon tax and the social credit score via your vaccine passports. And Australia and the EU and Canada have all officially announced the same global UN-run system that even has a social credit score at the top. So it's not coming, it's here. And then it gets more serious. We have the video coming up next segment. Creepy Bill Gates gives warning of other pandemics far worse than COVID-19, calls on governments to increase vaccine supplies. Calls on governments to increase vaccine supplies, which goes money directly to him. But that's only a means to depopulate us. He wants the money to have control of the economy and the governments so he can carry out his psychotic extermination operations, which he publicly calls for and his father calls for and his grandfather called for. They ran the eugenic societies. They ran Planned Parenthood. They have been the managers for over 100 years in this country. They are the sword of Satan. You had to give him the nickname. It's the sword of Satan. I mean, that is a true demon on earth. Incarnate. Pledge to destroy you and your family. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And so they've reached that point where, okay, we pressed them too far. Now, if we keep pushing, they will crystallize political force legally, lawfully, nonviolently. They will take over via civil disobedience, and we will lose all our power. So press, grab all the power, get as much tracking and control in, steal as much money, kill as many people as you can, and then stop. But only for a couple weeks. And then, oh, well, we're going to bring back some of the lockdowns and some of the mask rules and private companies are doing it. The governors are still going to do it or the mayors are still going to do it. And that's already being announced. But at least psychologically, they're telling you you're winning because you are winning and they want you to just go away now and not really take action and steal your resolve, harden your resolve to carry out the long cultural, political, economic system it takes for you to run for office and you to file lawsuits and you to take your kids to church and you to work harder and you to get on the straight and narrow, myself included, and repent to God. No. Back off. Let the good times come back just a little bit. Not as much as there were before. And then just keep tightening it slower and slower. But every time we push back, they let us push back a little. And then when we relax, they take us even tighter. And then when we fight back, they kind of release a little. But soon, you're in the vice grip. Soon, they've got you in their pincer attack. So they're undermining society. They're accelerating the collapse of civilization. That's their admitted goal. They're hitting us from every angle. But the minute people realize globalism and the New World Order and how it works and read their own documents, it's game over because they're the villains. They are the author of 90% of the suffering conservatively on the planet. I mean, these guys are behind almost everything. The open border, shipping the drugs in, brainwashing our children, annihilating our currencies, hitting us with bioweapons they cooked up themselves, and they're the saviors. It's us or them. Are you going to let them destroy your civilization? Are you going to stop them going type 1 civilization? Are you going to stop them keeping us out of space? Are you going to let these enemies of humanity win? I say no! No! We're going interstellar. We're going intergalactic.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products you want to have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of people tune in and they notice that most of the time I don't cover what is the big establishment breaking news story. Because most of the time that's just a distraction or a diversion from the real things that are going on. But today, a lot of the top stories out there, in my opinion, I think you'll probably agree, are pretty important. I'm going to get to them here in a moment. But notice what I did. I went big picture, or to the root of the matter. And I need to get you thinking like this, everybody else thinking like this, and I know we can stop these people. The fact that the ruling class of the planet, the globalists, the Bilderberg Group, the guys that run the Davos Group, now said, okay, let's put the brakes on the COVID power grab. We've gone as far as we can go right now. This won't be like the limited pullbacks that you saw in the last 2 years off and on. This is going to be a major pullback. But they're going to let their own neurotics and their own minions and their own mayors and their own local leaders still continue to tyrannically enforce the garbage. But because we've been taking city councils back and taking local governments back, this because it's gotten the grassroots angry to take back peacefully the school boards and the infrastructure, they've gone, whoa, in just a year and a half, the Patriots are taking back as much as George Soros has financed with stolen money, over $10 billion the last decade. So their games, taking over local cities and towns, in a year and a half of people finally waking up, has been pushed back. And it's the same thing in Europe. People are waking up and all over. And Brazil and other areas of South America. And Central America's waking up, and Africa's waking up, and Asia's waking up, and the Middle East is waking up to the real globalist attack. But if you don't know about the globalist attack, you don't have a hope. So it's a big deal that they've now pivoted, as they said they would do in their white papers. I told you 22 months ago, I said, when they've pushed as far as they can push, they'll then move it to carbon taxes, social credit scores, and carbon lockdowns. And exactly that happened. And again, I will show you the magic trick. It's no trick at all. They write white papers. They write their policy papers. And that is a policy point that you see everywhere. They don't put these policy points in there because they like to write stuff for no reason. Okay? It shut down the real economy, shut down the human economy, shut down the grassroots economy, shut down the Main Street economy, shut down the farming economy, shut down the ranching economy, shut down the national economy. And come in with green deals with a bunch of fiat money they give themselves to put in infrastructure that doesn't work. But that way they look like they're building the future while they're actually destroying all of our futures. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. I could play you hundreds of incredibly interesting clips. I could read all these funny news stories and make the left look like idiots. And look how stupid Biden is. He can hardly talk at his press conferences. Oh, ho, 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 ho. But it makes you feel good while you're dying, politically and spiritually. Yes, he's a buffoon. Yes, he's a big joke. But he's designed to do that, to discredit the United States and to make us look stupid while the globalists discredit the nation state. It was all planned. He was picked because he's out of his mind. He was extremely brain damaged years ago. And now he doesn't know what planet he's on. Perfect for the enemy. Because they can then blame him for everything he's doing. And he says, well, I'm about to sign 50 things, 20 things. He said it in multiple bill signings. I have no idea what this is. And then he looks around and he says, I'm not supposed to read this, am I? I mean, he's got enough old man humor, even though he's senile, to know he's doing something really dirty. And he's letting the little criminals around him go, hey, my brain may be gone, but I've been around 50 years, 60 years running these scams, kids. So you may have me up here as your front guy, but don't think I don't know what you're doing. How sick is that? He's in on himself being a joke to help bring the country down. He doesn't care because he wants what he wants, what he loves, what he got to have. Power over you. Power. You know what I want? Power to be left alone. Power to live on a ranch. Power to work in a garden. Power to go hunt ducks with dogs. Power to hike. Power to love my children. Power to live a long life. And if I'm going to do that, I got to get that guy and his controllers off our backs. I don't want your D.C. scumhole. I don't want your L.A. scumhole. I don't want your New York scumhole. I don't want all your elitist scumholes. It is so important to not just not care about Hollywood, but to hate it and to absolutely reject it like poison that you swallowed that you vomit out of your mouth. Because that's what it is. It's poison, period. And it is so liberating to not just not care about the system and care about all their little outfits and their festooning themselves and their award ceremonies. And here's why they're so scared. All the world is turning against Hollywood. All the world is turning against the New York elites. All the world is sick of it and doesn't worship them and isn't distracted by them. And in fact, we're disgusted by you. We're disgusted by Tom Hanks. We're disgusted by Kamala Harris. We're disgusted by Joe Biden. We're disgusted by Brad Pitt. We're disgusted by Leonardo DiCaprio. We're disgusted by Klaus Schwab. We're disgusted by the pig, Queen of England. We're disgusted by all you garbage. We don't like you. But instead of wanting to kill you like you want to kill us, we just want you mummies, you vampires. Like that end scene in The Hunger where they're all stumbling around, turning to dust like Bill Clinton, to go climb in your filthy historical graves. That doesn't mean I want you to die. You're already dead spiritually. I'm saying crawl under the mausoleum. Crawl into your holes. You're failures, and you knew you were failures, and you're losers that signed on to evil, and that's why you're so pissed, and you want to drag us and our children with you, with your 5G and 6G poison, and your GMO mutagenic mutation shots, and all of your Satanism, and your evil, and your pus. You watch CNN. You watch any of these shows. You read what the universities teach. You read what the schools are teaching young children. And it's all vile, pathetic evil to make you hate yourself and to make you feel alone. And then, oh, don't look up with Leonardo DiCaprio. A big comet's coming to kill everybody on Earth. And then he goes, hey, the real comet is you, the humans. We're the comet. We've got to kill ourselves. He actually says that. It starts with you, DiCaprio. It starts with you. Sitting out there on your back porch with an HD camera, pouring gasoline all over yourself and lighting yourself on fire. Then I will respect you. When you self-immolate for the earth and say, I'm the most degenerate, spoiled piece of filth from the Davos Group that believes in depopulation. I believe humanity should die. I believe there's so many people, and I believe that the rich are over-consuming. And so now, I'm going to take this gallon of gasoline, and I'm going to pour it all over myself, and I'm going to take a little torch lighter, and I'm going to say, for the earth, for Bambi. And just, and then no fire extinguishers, just sit there and barbecue yourself until you die. I'm not going to hurt you. I wish you a long life. But if you want to hate us, and you want to teach us we're a disease, and you want us to die, I say to you, you selfish little Hollywood pig, you little Hollywood piece of trash, that if you had any discernment or connection to God and the universe and the divine, you would know that wanting to hurt poor people and wanting to depopulate the planet so you and your other pig-like creatures like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates can slither around, that your elitism is an affront to God. And you see the imperfections in others and think you're so perfect and you don't want to look at us. Well, we don't want to look at you. And we're not going to hurt a little hair on your chinny chin chin. But we ask you, have some honor, like a Japanese samurai. You got the will to shove a short sword in right here on your right side and pull it all the way up the middle and then turn it and stick it in your heart with control? No, you're not like that. You want us to die. You don't have the will to do that, do you? You are a spoiled little maggot. You are the most uncool, biggest loser on earth. And I pray to God, not any man, but I pray to God to bring you to justice and to bring you down low as an example to the world. And I hope the audience prays with me that God bring vengeance on Klaus Schwab's little pupil, Leonardo DiCaprio. You want us to die, DiCaprio? I say God's got you in his sights.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Guess it didn't know. Now you know. Better get busy, because the globalists are collapsing your civilization, your home world. Your planet is under attack, not just humans. Call these people what you want, but they're not fighting for the home team. Anybody can look at that and see that. They are out to play God. That's why they say they're the guardians of the earth, because they're busy destroying the earth. I want to talk about solutions right now. The next hour I'll get into Joe Biden's press conference, because even though it's a distraction just to make fun of him and laugh at him and not realize that he's a puppet, a front man to take the blame, he deserves blame, but we need to go after those politically by exposing those that run him. But his amazing statement of apparently greenlighting Russia going into Ukraine, as long as the incursion isn't too much, what does that mean? And Bill Gates again saying, oh, more deadly viruses are coming. And I'm sure he'll own and run and control the lab programs that will create the next virus and release it on us. It'll be admitted because he wants you to know he did it to you. It's funny to him. He thinks he's invincible. That's all coming up. And I want to talk about some solutions here. We have this amazing member of the European Union Parliament, Christina Anderson. She made another powerful statement about tyranny and the fact that governments are targeting you and are predatory because evil is in control of them at the top. Doesn't mean the whole government's evil. It means the evil seize control, and we've got to get aware of that and stop it. And another very well-spoken lawyer in New York giving a fiery speech. But first, here's the member of parliament in the European Union.
Heraclit, a Greek philosopher living in the 5th century BC, once said, "The truth often evades being recognized due to its utter incredibility." So just because you cannot fathom your government having ill meanings towards you doesn't mean it is not true. And on the other hand, I'd much rather be wrong than sorry. But it's up to you. You need to decide what you will do. But keep in mind, whatever decision you do make, you will not only make it for yourself. This decision will be made for your children and your children's children as well. Your decision today will shape the society your children will have to live in. Your decision today will predetermine whether your children will live in a free and democratic society or if they will be subjected to a surveillancing police state. Now, I am determined to leave my children a free and democratic society, and this I will fight for tooth and nail. And should it be the last thing I do on this planet, so be it. So once again, dear government, bring it on. Let's see what you've got. I am not afraid of you. You will not be able to shut me up. You will not be able to force me into compliance. Oh, and one other thing, trying to buy me off, really? That isn't going to work either. So go ahead, offer me $1 million. Heck, make it $100 million. But you know what? Securing a future for my children in a free and democratic society, you could not possibly put a price tag on that. So when it comes to my stand on that issue, I would like to put it in the words of Margaret Thatcher. This lady is not for turning. You can bet on that. Thank you.
Yeah, you won't see anybody pushing her to be a president or prime minister because they don't want real powerful women up there. They want puppet women just like puppet men. And here's another amazing lady. This is a Tricia Lindsey, a speech this lawyer gave in New York. Here's just part of it. It's powerful.
You want to take my children into a room and give them a Snicker bar and some damn fries and talk about come get this vaccine? Not it is can't come out to kidnap you. My children, you don't have control of me. They shut out doors and try to give a God Fauci. To hell with that.
He's a fraud. He's a criminal.
Churches are surrendering their pulpits to the demonic hostel. I'm not coming to your church. You're not getting my tithe. Are you crazy? Take your children out of school. I'm a former educator, 24 years. They stopped teaching them years ago. You just didn't know.
Yep. Back.
You just didn't know.
Back.
Education went to hell years ago.
Back.
They taught them compliance.
Yep.
They stopped teaching them to think. Analytical thought went out the window.
Yep.
With state exams.
Yep.
Those state exams are just being used to track your children to determine who's going to college to train them to become this God forgiven.
Level the system. It's not here for you. It's a parasitic system that is destroying our American system, McLeod Piven, to collapse us, to control us. It's the system is collapsing us. We have to collapse the collapse. We have to defend our republic and our human system and our rule of law and what America was and our institutions that are real. Doesn't matter the enemies captured them all. Klaus Schwab brags, we control their governments. We'll have them carry out dirty work. Then we come in as savior. The oldest trick in the book. Now, let's hear from somebody who I've been on the show 30 years ago. Very crude, very nasty, but he supported free speech, he claimed. Now he doesn't. And here's Howard Stern just saying, go home and die. Well, A, if you've already had natural immunity, you can get really sick taking these shots. I mean, the American Medical Association admits that. They now admit it can cause heart attacks and blood clots. They admit it doesn't protect you. All this is out. The CDC's now come out and said masks don't work. We already knew that. But here's Howard Stern doubling down, obviously being paid to do it. We need Pfizer and others investigated for the billions they admit they paid in the U.S. alone to, quote, influencers to get up there and spout their lies, especially on Sesame Street. Because under law, that's not an authorized audience to be pushing drugs on because it's not approved for them. And I've had expert lawyers on, so has Joe Rogan, about this. That's illegal, folks. We've got to start standing up for ourselves. But here is Howard Stern. Go home and die. Oh, if you're at the hospital for a heart attack or a stroke or a broken leg or a dog bite, if you don't have the vaccine card, you get sent home. Wow. The guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. His ancestors fled to America to find freedom, and now he's the closest thing, and this isn't a joke, to a Nazi, you can imagine, saying take health care away and let people die. Die because you don't take an experimental shot. I'm ashamed for Howard Stern because he can't be ashamed for himself. Here it is.
How are you?
Good, Howard. How are you doing today?
Good.
I wanted to know your opinion. You know, we've been in this pandemic for the past 2 years, and we're sacrificing all these resources towards people who aren't vaccinated. What would you think about just letting the pandemic run wild and move through the unvaccinated?
Now, I know you're calling me. I know you're calling me from the ancient city of Atlantis. I know you're underwater, so I'm going to answer you. Quickly. Look, here's the thing. As Robin just pointed out, it's happening. Now, if it was up to me, anyone unvaccinated would not be admitted to a hospital. At this point, they've been given plenty of opportunity to get the vaccine. They've been told by our nation. Right. They've been told that you will die if you don't have the vaccine. Some of you will live. But most of you will die. And they don't trust.
All right, so it goes on from there. It doesn't work, you liar. And you signed on to the wrong side of history. So did Trump. So I don't care if you're Howard Stern or Trump or who the hell you are. This shot doesn't work other than giving you heart attacks and cancer and blood clots. And that's the reality, Howard. So you just keep taking that shot, buddy. If you're naive enough to believe in the system, you're not going to be alive very long. And that's your fault. But the system wants to ration care. They want death panels. And they want to be able to persecute a minority first, which is almost a majority of the uninjected, so they can then persecute everybody else. Where have we heard of that before? Howard Stern is a clear and present danger to this country. He's anti-free speech. He's anti-American. And he is an enemy of the American people. Howard Stern is everything you don't want to be. And so are the rest of these trashy, rich New York elites that literally hate America. You guys are parasites, and you're a shame. And God's going to bring justice to you. Make no mistake. God will make you pay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.